Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
A noted researcher, Dr. Ada Adamora, studies how HIV is transmitted in African-American women, especially in underserved populations in the South. She recently received Carolina's Thomas Jefferson Award, the highest honor given to faculty. Dr. Adamora studies how the environment in which people live can greatly impact their chances of contracting HIV/AIDS as much as personal behavior.
In the early part of the AIDS epidemic, a lot of research, but not all of it, was pretty focused on people's individual risk factors for getting HIV. And a lot of scientists were asking, what are the things that the individual did that made them get HIV? But there was a lot less attention given to environmental factors and how the environment influences people's risk. Our work looked at specifically how social, economic, and political factors like mass incarceration, racism, and poverty increase people's risk for getting HIV above and beyond individual risk behaviors. Many of these social forces are interrelated. You know, incarceration really decreases your likelihood of getting any job at all, and certainly increases your risk of poverty. Sexual networks spread HIV and other sexually transmitted infections throughout the population, but social forces affect the types of partnerships that people can and do have. Other social forces like policing and sentencing inequities contribute to the disproportionate imprisonment of Black people, particularly Black men. And this, with other forms of racism, decreases the number of Black men who are available in the population for women. This can increase the likelihood of multiple partnerships, which in turn can help spread HIV through a community. Poverty, which is in part due to racism among Black people, tends to destabilize long-term partnerships and marriages. That's actually pretty well known. Residential segregation by race, another social force, also affects the types of partners that people have.
Dr. Adamora says her research goes beyond why so many Black Americans engage in non-monogamous sexual relationships.
What we really were attempting to do was to move beyond studying individual behaviors to studying social networks and sexual networks, really, that facilitate transmission of HIV. And we documented a higher prevalence of non-monogamous partnerships among Black Americans than among other Americans. But it's important to note that these non-monogamous partnerships were largely related to lower marriage rates among Black Americans for a number of decades. But it's important to note that these non-monogamous partnerships were in large part a product of social and economic factors like poverty and a lower ratio or number of men to women, which discourages long-term monogamy. This lower ratio of men to women is because of the higher rates of mortality among Black men due to violence and also disease. And incarceration further lowers the ratio of Black men to Black women. Because of this lower ratio of men to women, Black men have tended to be less available for partnerships. The first studies that we did were done in North Carolina. In some of these initial studies, we looked at risk factors for heterosexually acquired HIV among Black people in our state. We were looking mainly at people who acquired HIV through sex, but certainly the other big way people can get HIV through needle use, injection drug use. So, yes, women can acquire HIV from bisexual men. They can also get it from men who've acquired it from other women because women can give it to men. Women can also get HIV from injecting drugs, and they can get it from men who've gotten HIV through injection drug use. This work really sort of located the causes or some of the causes of the higher rates of HIV in the social and economic contexts in which Black Americans live.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.